Blog Talk Radio.
Reverend Jay from the Network of Christian Psychics. Welcome, everybody. And we started off with a little glitch, but we're on the air now live. And I believe my co-hosts are here. Ellen, are you here?
I sure am, Reverend Jay. How are you?
I'm better now that we're on the air.
You know, in Longwood, Florida, we had one heck of a storm. Must have been like 60-mile-wind-hour winds and rain. It was like a mini hurricane down here.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds terrible.
It was. I thought my fence was going to blow over. I'm so excited that it'd be online and on air and be able to listen and talk to our callers tonight.
I'm glad that you're here, too, and I hope that you'll be able to stay the whole show without any incidents. Susie, are you there?
I am here. Love and blessings to everyone.
Oh, wow. I'm so glad you're here, too, and I'm sorry about the delay at the beginning of the show. I had a little bit of trouble getting on, but once I got on, we did get up and running. So how was your week, Susie?
A little bit crazy, but it was okay. New granddaughter. Yes, a new granddaughter. Her name is Cameron Marie, and she is all healthy and beautiful.
Awesome.
Oh, that's a pretty name, Cameron Marie.
Yeah.
So are you guys ready to get started? We have some people in the queue.
Absolutely.
We are ready.
Okay, well, Susie, would you start us out with a prayer? Would that be okay?
Certainly. I certainly would want to start with one, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it helps center.
My dear Father, Mother, God, who is the source of all love, angels and my love-centered spirit guide friends of only the divine, I ask that all of our readings be accurate, truthful, and bring blessings to everyone involved. Please safeguard our readings and make sure that only God's pure helpers of divine light come through. You are the messengers. We are the voice. Thank you for using us as a vessel of your love and deliverer of your messages. We love you and thank you in the name of God. And so it is.
Wow, that was really beautiful, Susie. You're getting so much better at that. And I appreciate you doing it because, you know, when the show starts off, off balance, I'm off balance. So hopefully I'll be able to center and get us back on track. And that was so beautiful as a start because now I feel like I've said my prayer and I can call in my angels. So I guess we'll start with area code 602. 602, you're on the air.
Hi, Reverend Jay. It's Beatrice in Phoenix. Hi, Sue, and I forgot the other lady's name, Ellen. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, me. Hey,
where's Dr. Jenny?
Well, actually, I'm hosting the show now, and Dr. Jenny is taking some needed R&R, and we're basically just going to operate now, just this, us as the panel. And so,
okay, because I didn't call for a while. And last time Dr. Jenny was on, so like I said, I haven't called for a while. So I wanted to give you an update, and then we can go from there. Pardon?
Great.
Oh,
awesome.
I had a lawsuit going against my former landlord, and they live in Vancouver. And mm-hmm. back in January, somebody said that you saw me getting the money from somebody, and my broker gave it to me because I had commissions coming in February of $18,000, so he gave me the money to give to the attorney, and we filed the appeal on the 11th of February, and the opposing counsel filed their memorandum on the 11th of March, and then the Superior Court got the file, and then I paid on the 21st with a filing fee of $286, so now we're just waiting for the opposing people, which they have 30 days to file their filing fee, and then it goes in front of the appellate court, and they decide on whether they're going to stay with the same ruling or change the ruling and say there was a case here for my retaliation, and then hopefully the opposing people will decide to settle rather than go out in court. So what do you see happening?
Okay. Well, is that are those your dogs?
Not my dogs, no. Somebody else's
okay.
dogs.
Okay.
Is that Odie?
So, it's not Odie. I'm gonna have you do I'm gonna send you first to Ellen. I think she'll be able to help you first.
Yeah,
okay.
You know, I first saw that they're gonna change their minds and they're gonna rule in your favor, but I don't see those people settling. They're going to drag it out to the bitter end.
So after we win and they have to pay my attorney fees of over $2,000, then we go to trial back in the justice court, so you never see them settling out of court?
Mm-mm, I don't right now, no. They're so fired up. They think they're right, and they're so fired up. They know they're not right. I mean, the defendant knows he's not right. But
yeah.
He has everybody so fired up, and he has a lot of money. So that's why he's able to fuel this. But, you know, a lot of times they come down on the tenant side more than the landlord side. So I don't see them as settling. I mean, not right this time. It could change their minds, but right now I don't see a settlement. I see them dragging it out longer. Maybe it's going to go longer than a settlement, but I don't see a quick end either way.
Can you tell when the Superior Court, the Court of Appeals, will rule in my favor and say I had cause and that we should go back to the Justice Court and proceed with trial?
Why do I see June?
I don't know.
June.
Why do you see June?
I don't know. I see June. I said late May, June is what I heard. That was my first instinct.
Okay.
Okay. I'm good. Thank you very much, Alan. That was a great read. And I'm going to send you on to Susie B. and see what she's got.
Thank you.
I want to apologize for the dogs. I do have my Barker with me now. So, yes, he is. He definitely starts the whole gang. Anyway, Beatrice, I've asked my angels, and I'm sorry to say that I'm getting a negative on this next try. I don't know why, but I'm just giving you what they're giving me, and they're saying this is not going to be in your favor at this time.
Okay.
I don't know why, but I'm so sorry.
That's okay. I mean, you guys all told me back in January that you all saw it being ruled in my favor, so I was just asking for an update and see what you see. So I guess, no, it's up to you, Jade. What do you think?
You know, I'm getting a ruling in June, just like Alan did, and I'm feeling like it's going to go in your favor. I feel like you're still have a road to go, though. For some reason, they're saying.
Right. All we're basically doing, all the Court of Appeals looks at is to see whether the lower court made a mistake. And my attorneys pointed out three different instances in where they made a mistake. So they either say, yes, the court's made a mistake, and then I get my attorney fees, or they say, no, the lower court never made a mistake, and the judgment for the attorney fees for them stays. So that's all they do, is look at to see whether the lower court made a mistake. And like I said, my attorneys pointed out three different instances and where they made a mistake.
Well, and they gave I feel like, you know, when we get different readings, that, you know, it's the one thing that I really admire about all of us is we always tell exactly what we get, and we don't try to sugarcoat it. The reason why you're getting mixed signals is because it can be a couple of reasons. How we're asking it, what the way that we're thinking of it in our mind is what we're trying to convey, and sometimes, you know, we read the messages incorrectly because lots of times they're like visions or, pictures of things, and then we have to decipher exactly what they say.
Right.
Clearly, I got a June just like Ellen did. And,
right.
As far as favorability, I asked twice and I got a yes. So it appears that you're going on to the next stage. I did, and I felt like that at the end, you know, is going to bring you contentment and peace and abundance. So that to me says, you know, over a long stretch, you know, which I feel like it's going to be another 6 months anyway. And I don't know if it'll be that long, but I'm getting like between five and 6 months. Or maybe it's
from now or from June.
I'm actually feeling like it's going to be another another 5 months. I didn't ask that from June. I need to.
Hey, Reverend Jay.
Yeah.
The one thing that I was getting was on the immediate that answer that I was getting from my angels was in the immediate next process. It was going to be a negative. Now, whether that's going to be something that's going to drag out to something else is...
Well, no, because if it's a negative, then the case is totally over. Then, you know, we don't go any farther, because if the Court of Appeals rules that the lower court, you know, made a good ruling and dismissed it with no evidence, which we had evidence, then the case is totally over.
Now, me personally, I would give you a feeling, if I was going by my own message and intuition, I would say that it was going to go in your favor, but I gave you what the angels are giving me.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still holding by June. That's going to go in your favor, but it's going to be dragged out. Because even when they rule in your favor, they're still going to drag it out, the defendant and his attorney. Because they'll try to find some other way of doing it. So that's possibly what Susie might be picking up on. Yeah, but it's not going to be as positive as you think it's going to be. You know what I mean? You may not get everything you want on this next go around. It's going to be dragged out more.
Or the word I'm hearing is like a stalemate, but I still believe that it's going to be in your favor.
Mm-hmm.
So, initially...
So was it 5 months from June or 5 months from today?
I did actually get... it's between 4 and 5 months from June.
Okay, and you don't see them settling out of court after the Court of Appeals rules in my favor? You see it being drug out in a trial?
I do.
But you
never know how people change. Yeah. I mean, right now, that's their mindset.
Right.
It's very simple once it comes around and it's fruition to them.
Right.
They might. But I don't know.
Yeah.
This guy's a piece of work, I'll tell you that. He's just, oof.
I think he's going to hold out, but I think he'll
mm-hmm.
settle out of court, too, after the ruling. But I think it's not going to be immediately.
That's fine. All right.
So,
well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I wish you the best, and please let us know how it goes.
There was one other thing. I called you on the 18th of November, and on the 18th of November, you guys told me I was going to get my inheritance in 6 weeks. I mean, 8 weeks, which should have been January, and I still haven't ever got my inheritance. Do you see any news when that might be coming to me? It's like over $2 million. You actually said I was going to get my inheritance in 8 weeks, and my love of my life was coming in, and I don't have anybody to date the love of my life either. So they were both supposed to appear in January, and they haven't appeared.
Wow.
What are you getting, Ellen?
I just felt, I don't know if I was on in November or not, but I feel like something, I don't know, weird. When you were talking, I felt like there was a click, that there was something that changed the whole ball game. Like, because sometimes our readings change when events change that we may or may not know.
Right.
And I'm just feeling there's just like this big universal click, and I can't put my finger on it. But
that was
like a
great
delay. You know what I mean, Jay? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm getting...
Yes, I understand.
Is this inheritance being blocked by non-relatives?
No.
Oh, okay.
Somebody's blocking it.
Well, I'm actually getting that it's coming in June.
Yes, I'm getting June too, but then I'm thinking, is that the, because they're both, legal things, it doesn't say, they don't show us inheritance, but
no,
they
I'm
do
asking.
Right, so
okay.
I do see it in June too, so I don't know. I'm going to say that we're telling you it's going to be in June.
Okay.
And I also feel like in June your court decision will come down.
Okay, great. All right, well, I'll touch bases back in June then and let you know the update.
Okay,
awesome.
We'll be looking forward to that.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Okay,
you're
welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Isn't it? It's hard sometimes when you have two legal things, because I kept getting, both of them I was getting the legal scale. So then I was thinking, is that a bit confusing? So
Well, you know what's interesting about these things is I remember one of my friends who's a very renowned psychic. She told somebody she was getting an inheritance or winning the lottery or something, some kind of really big money was coming to him. And you know what he did? He quit his job. And that action just totally jacked the reading.
Changed like, everything.
Yeah, right. It's like weird. It's like, you know, they talk about the butterfly effect. Something
yes.
small in the universe, no matter how minute or how catastrophic, things change. And
right.
the whole thing is just gone. And I personally, you know, I stand by what we say, and I stand by what I say. It's just that it's kind of weird that it's just we're so
it's
maneuvered by clicks, you know?
Right. It's interesting that depending on her energy, like you just said, you know, Beatrice's energy is so focused on the lawsuit that it might have delayed the you know, the energy of the free flow of the inheritance.
Right, exactly.
You know?
Well, I think someone's blocking the inheritance. I really do.
Yeah.
It may not be a non-relative, but somebody's blocking it.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go on to our next caller, because they've been holding for 38 minutes, and that's going to be an 814 number. 814, you're on the air. Who am I speaking to? Hi, who's
this? Amy.
Amy, and where are you calling from, Amy?
Pennsylvania.
Okay, and do you have a question for us?
Yes, I'm calling to see. I recently submitted for a new position, and I have an interview on April the 2nd, and I wanted to see what you were picking up on that.
Okay, my guides are telling me to call on Susie.
Okay, and I am asking the angels, and I am getting this is going to be very favorable for you.
Okay, and now I'll take you right over to Ellen then.
That's exactly what I got.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you said it, I went click, and it was great.
And I've got a yes on it, too. You're going to be offered the opportunity, and I feel like it's going to bring abundance and peace into your life, and it's you're going to be very happy about it. So I hope that helped, Amy. Did you have another question?
Well, it kind of went hand in hand. Thank you, because right now I have a new boss, and he's been currently harassing me, and
mm-hmm.
I don't understand why he's singled me out of everyone else when I've been doing.
Because
you know,
he perceives you that he can. For some reason, he thinks it's okay to do that. Have you thought of taking any kind of action against him? Or would you rather just move on and get out?
I'd rather just, because he kind of has the support of the people above him.
Yeah, I think it's time to move on, and it's going to be more meaningful for you in the long run to accept the new position. So, yeah, I don't know why you're the target, but have you heard of surrounding yourself in the Diamond Dome of Protection?
No.
Okay, all you do is you call on Archangel Michael and you say, Archangel Michael, please surround me in a Diamond Dome of Protection so that no negative cords, no harassment, no negative entities or parasites can attach to you, and you just do it first thing every morning. And what it'll do is when people are negative, they throw what are called negative cords to attack you. And so what will happen is when he throws a negative chord at you, you'll hear it, but it won't affect you. It won't go into your emotional or soul body, and you'll have a different defense against him, because it won't, no matter what he says, it's not going to affect you on the level that it would when he attacks you now, because you're defenseless. So it's like it actually looks, if you want to perceive it visually in your mind, it looks like a clear diamond dome, and you just like step into it and have Archangel Michael close the door, and then you're surrounded above and below and all around. And as people throw stuff at you, it can't actually touch you, but your light still can be seen through it. So all the good factors of your life are still evident, and, you know, rays of your strengths will still show through, and so it'll be a great defense for you.
Amy, forgive me, but I'm going to ask you something kind of bluntly. You don't have to answer, but is there something else you really want to talk about, but you may not want to say it on the radio? Amy?
No.
Okay. Because I'm just getting the feeling there's a little bit more to this that you may not feel comfortable about talking with us on the radio. So I just wanted to ask.
Okay. Well, it's okay. I hope we answered your question. And if you have anything more that you want to discuss with us, you know, feel free to call in. We're available every Sunday from 8 to 10, and we'd be glad to read for you again. So let us know how your job turns out, and we'll look forward to hearing from you again. Okay, Amy?
Okay.
Okay, have a nice night.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. Okay, that was nice. She's going to get a nice new job, and it's going to change her life, and she's going to be very happy. Let's go on to the next number, which is going to be a 205 number. It's 205. You're on the air. Who's calling?
Hey, this is Kimberly Atkins. I believe I talked to you, Jay, the other day. You told me about the show on Sundays.
Hi, Kimberly. Yep, this is the show, and Alan is on here, and Susie B. are on here, and we'd be glad to answer any questions. Where are you calling from, Kimberly?
I'm calling from Birmingham, Alabama.
From Alabama, okay. Okay, go ahead and ask your questions, Kimberly.
Sorry. I guess I'm calling because lately I've just been real stressed out. I have a baby on the way, which is due 3 to maybe 7 weeks. And as far as I know, my baby daddy, he's been there. I'm talking about every doctor's appointment, every doctor visit. If I'm hurting and have to go to the ER room, he's there. Lately, he told me he needed a break. I just didn't understand it. I'm like, I see if it was like, we was boyfriend, girlfriend, yeah, break, but it's a baby involved now. Why do you need a break? And he was like, well, it's not like I'm going to be gone forever. And he was like, well, he told me, it's not like I'm going to be gone forever or I'm out there looking for other women. But it turns out I believe he's with someone else. That's what I feel. But my question is, I want to know, when things get that normal, will we be in a relationship again before our son get here?
Which is 7 weeks?
Yes, ma'am. I mean, I'm sorry. Yes, sir. Like in 7 weeks. My due date is April 29th.
Okay. I'm going to, my guides are telling me to send you to Susie first.
Okay. I'm asking the angels. What I'm getting is that the relationship will be back intact when the baby is born.
Well,
that's what my angels are telling me. And it says, I'm getting to, what does your intuition tell you? What is your intuition telling you on this?
Talking about me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, you said you see, I guess, us getting met together when a baby's born. I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess, I don't know.
I'm feeling like it's going to come about before then.
Kimberly, can we have his name? Would that be okay?
Yeah, that's fine. He was adopted, but you should be able to pick him up. He's from Birmingham, Alabama also. But his name is Jakari Stern.
So his name's Jakari Sun?
Uh-huh, Jakari Stern.
Stern. Okay, his first name's Jakari?
Uh-huh, his first name is Jakari, and his last name is Stern.
Okay, that's okay. Okay, thank you, Susie. I'm going to have you go right now over to Ellen and see what she's picking up.
Well, I don't know. I see him as, I don't know, he does this quite a bit. He just turns on a dime. And I can see the relationship. You know, he'll always be the baby daddy. So you'll always have that connection with him as the mother and father. But I'm not real positive on anything more than that right now. It just seems like he's, I don't know, he kind of reminds me of a fly bumping up against the window, just trying to get out, but not, like, get away from you or anything. It's just that he's just, I don't know, I think you're going to restrict this to the baby-daddy relationship, not anything more than that.
Well, that kind of hurts, but, I mean, at least you all been honest, but I really love this person and want to be with him. I just can't believe he just changed on me like this. It hurt by me being pregnant, and my emotions kicking in. All this hurt. It hurt real bad.
You know, but you kind of knew that sometimes you had the inkling, I can feel that you did, that, you know, you can always plan your life without him, but if he comes back in, great. But I don't see him as a real stabilized person as far as relationships go.
Right.
You know, and that's what I'm seeing. It's not just with you. He just doesn't stay around that long. I mean, you always have the connection with him with the baby. That's true. But I would focus actually right now. I know your emotions are going crazy. I remember being pregnant, too. But it's like you need to kind of focus on you and that baby right now.
Yes, ma'am.
And then everything should fall right back into place.
Yes, ma'am. It does hurt. I'm sorry, guys.
I don't know.
Don't be sorry. It's totally understandable. You know, this is something that you have an investment in, and you were expecting a partner with this baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand, and I'm so sorry.
Yeah, me too.
Well, it's changed on me overnight or something. And like, we don't even though he wanted a break, we don't even communicate right now. Like, he just changed. It's like I don't know what to say, but it's like he just changed overnight. Like, it's not even him. He dogs me. He don't talk to me like a lady. He talks to me rude now, and I can test him about hurting, and, you know, I think it's time. You know, I have contractions around this time, and he won't even come through for me. He won't call me back. He won't answer my phone calls. He even put me on block sometimes, and I'd be stressed. I'm like, why is he doing me like this? I didn't deserve this. When I got my income tax money, I did for my kids, and I also did for him, and I did for myself too. And it's like a little bit after that, he wanted a break, Do y'all pick up that he just wanted to use me?
I wouldn't rule that out, but I would say right now, like I said, I know how high your emotions are going. I get it, and I can feel it. It's just that I think right now the best thing for you to do is provide for you and your baby. Do you know what's going to be? Do you know it's going to be a boy or a girl?
It's a boy.
Boy, yeah. Mm-hmm. She's like, it's a boy. And on top of all that, he's going to be a little Taurus. So you're going to have your hands full with a very stubborn, grounded little guy running around.
Well.
Yep, you will. And the next thing you know, he'll be doing like my neighbor's baby does. Every time he hears me downstairs, he runs down butt naked. So you got to watch out for that. They love doing that. He's 5 years old. He loves to run downstairs naked.
Wow.
So you really need to focus on, you know, you and your boy. Because you're going to have your hands full with that kid. That kid's going to be some stubbornness.
Right.
Like me.
But one more question.
Kimberly, one thing that I want to say to you is that negative thoughts and fear-based thoughts create that reality. So I want you, as much as possible, to be happy in what's transpiring. You are having a miracle happen for you. Put God to work for what God does, you know. You can't control him, so you need to give it to God and say, you know, I want my baby's father to be responsive to my baby. I feel like he's a bit on the run right now of being scared and feeling a bit of entrapment.
Okay.
Has he questioned whether it was his baby?
Yes. Oh, my God. You took it right out of my mouth. That's what I was going to say. He questioned me about that. He, that's why I said it's like he changed. He was like, I don't even know if that's my baby or not. And I'm like, where is this coming from? This is his baby 100%. I would love to
do a DNA test. Those are easy now, cheek swabs, when the baby's ready. So that's easy enough to prove.
I suggest that too, but what also I feel there's some a woman that's pushing him to say these things to cause separation. So just be sure that it is his child, and just be sure that you'll be able to establish paternity beyond a reasonable doubt, and just be sure that you're being given a gift, a baby, you know, to bring into this world, to truly love and behold, as, you know, and help rear them for their whole life. So, I mean, this, as much as and as difficult as it is, you have to remain joyous in miracles that are happening and let God work the rest of it out for you. Do you understand that?
Okay, right. So, should I ignore him, or do y'all see him trying to contact me at all? Because I'm not going to contact him anymore. Like, just tired of trying to make it work.
No. Yeah, don't do that. What you need to
I
do
would
back
is...
All right, with you. Listen to what Jay said about manifesting the feelings and stuff. Take your feelings of motherhood and joy and taking care of your baby and let that be your reality.
Yes. And as you do that, believe it or not, that energy will be felt by him. Once you stop being scared of losing him and start being in love with your baby, the whole mood or the whole energy between you will shift again. You know, so just go with that feeling if that's possible.
Okay.
Okay. Did you have any other questions, Kimberly?
Well, do y'all see any, like, I don't have a job right now, and I'm planning on getting a job, I believe it, after my baby's born. Do you guys see anything coming through for me?
Okay, I'll let Susie start with that.
Okay, Kimberly. You are going to take some time off to be with your baby, right?
Right.
Okay.
All right.
I'm sorry. I have 4 other kids.
That's okay. They're
That's
cute.
Okay. Immediately I'm picking up that not anything is going to come through anytime soon.
Okay.
I
and
think
I agree.
That you're going to be involved with your baby.
Okay.
And also that time will give you time to settle the murkiness of what's going on. And once everything is settled with you and the baby daddy and the baby and you and the baby are in a calm place, then I feel something coming through. But right now, I just feel you have to get through this first.
Right.
And Kimberly, I see, I am feeling that it's sometime near November. You know, right before Christmas, you might pick up a job. But I feel like just what they're saying is that, you know, it's really time to focus on the baby, and it's really time to, you know, to be in that love of the new baby and the new life that you're carrying.
Okay.
Just
okay,
make sure that you've got everything lined up to take care of you and the baby.
Absolutely.
Right. I think I kind of made my mind up. I mean, even though it hurts to know that, you know, we won't be a family, it's not, you know, I guess it's not about being a family. It is about the kids and, you know, my unborn baby. I don't mean to sound cruel, but I want him to realize how dirty he's been towards me. And I want him to feel bad for all the hurtful things he said to me. Like, I don't mean to sound so cruel again, but do y'all see him feeling bad or apologizing to me? I probably feel better if he just come to me with a true, honest, you know, apology. I've been good to him, nothing but good.
Right.
It's a lot of women out here who take advantage of these men, and
right.
I'm not this type of woman.
Well, I think right
well,
now he's just too selfish. So I would just, you know, because sometimes we don't know how people are feeling. And the thing, Susie and I had this conversation last week, actually, about karma. And
mm-hmm.
the tricky thing about karma is it usually doesn't go the way we planned it or would want it to go. It could hit him 2 years from now, 3 years from now. It could hit him in 2 hours. We don't know. So I would say the best thing for you to do is let go and let God. He will, whatever he has sown, it will come back, as with all of us.
Okay.
Yeah, I would just as much as possible, you know, plan on getting the paternity test. You know, I feel like somebody's whispering in his ear, throwing doubt your way, and he's feeling entrapped, you know, because, you know, now he's not sure, you know. I mean, he was, you know, the truth is when we make a baby, we are all for it, and then as the reality sets in, we, you know, especially men, have a tendency to, you know, have that fear because now they have this commitment that they are responsible for, you know, at least 21 years, you know. And most, you know, nice guys will go ahead and, you know, be there for their child their whole life. But some, you know, they get so scared and so skittish that they don't want to recognize them. And so it's important to establish that paternity right away, and I think that will mend a lot of fences with you right away.
Okay.
So we wish you the best of luck, and you can give us a call. We have a show every Sunday, 8 to 10, and, you know, we're looking forward to hearing that everything went great with the baby and how happy you are.
Okay. Thank you all so much.
Thank you, Kimberly.
You're welcome.
I wish you lots of blessings.
Okay, that was hard, but, you know, she's really got a great spirit, doesn't she? Because I feel like
she can.
Yeah, she's strong, and she just really, really needs to focus on that baby. So I'm going to take us right to the next caller, which is 843 number. And I think it's coming up. 843, you're on the air. Are you there? 843, you're on the air. Okay. Well, they have their hand up and everything, so we'll come back to them. And we have a 919, you're on the air, or they're coming on the air. Okay, 919, you're on the air now.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, who's this, and where are you calling from?
North Carolina.
North Carolina, and your name, your first name?
Liz.
Liz?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you have a question for us, Liz?
I do. I've been real interested in how my marriage is working out.
Okay, I'm getting guided to go to Ellen.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm thinking you disappeared.
I gotta tell you, this storm really wrecked us over here in Florida. I don't know what was going on. All right, let's see here. Your marriage. I think the first thing I got was like a brick wall. You're having problems with communications. Is that right?
Yeah.
And I think that's, you know, that's the biggest thing you need to work through. I just think I don't think he thinks he has to participate. I know that sounds kind of strange, but he's just like, hey, you do it. You're the woman.
Yeah.
You're the wife.
Yeah, exactly. I kind of get that vibe myself. So it leaves me with, you know, do I live this way the rest of my life? I mean, what do I do? I mean,
Well, this has been going on for quite some time. This just didn't happen overnight. He's been leading up to this. He just feels like he's resting on his laurels, and you want to get out there and do things. I feel like it's something about, like, I don't even think he can get into church. I mean, he won't even get out the door unless he has to for some reason. And I just pick up on you as a really vibrant social person who, I mean, you love your man and you want to be with him, but if he's not doing anything, he's kind of, you know, stagnating you.
Right.
And that's not fair either.
Right.
Have you talked about counseling or anything, or is he just one of those, I don't want to do it?
I'm the one who always needs the counseling.
Right. No, you don't always need it. He needs it too. He just won't go.
Right. He won't go.
How willing are you long? How long? Blah, 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 sorry, my tongue doesn't work today. How long are you wanting to be stagnated?
I don't.
I know, right?
I really don't.
I don't really see him budging. I mean, he just wants to do what he wants to do when he wants to do it, and it's not even anything like couple related. It's like it's all about me, and you know, if you're not happy with what I'm doing or how I'm feeling, that's your problem. You have to deal with it, and that's not a relationship.
You're right, and that's, you know, and the biggest kicker is, you know, I have 3 kids from our previous marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been married for we just had our 6th anniversary, and we weren't even together on our anniversary.
Well, that was really great, Ellen, and I'm just going to step in because they're telling me for you to focus and be confident in what you're desiring, because I think he's getting some mixed signals, even though you're trying to be, even though you feel like your clarity is really there, but I feel like they're telling me that, you know, that you might be a little bit out of balance. Is that true? Do you feel like you're emotionally out of balance?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Do you know how to ground yourself?
I've been trying to do that, and it seems like I get every obstacle in my way. It's like I just can't. I don't know how to do that.
Okay. The easiest way to ground yourself is to pretend that you're a tree you know, as soon as you put your feet on the floor, just pretend like you're a tree and put roots deep into the ground, deep and wide, and as deep and wide as you can imagine, you know, anchoring yourself to the ground. So when the winds blow and, you know, that you just bend with the wind, and when you're feeling off balance, you're just bending. You're not twirling. You're not spinning. You're grounded. So, and when you're grounded, then you're able to be more balanced and you're able to communicate more clearly. So it's important for you. I don't know why they keep screaming focus, and I don't know what you're not focusing on. Possibly there's more going on there than you've been paying attention to. So and they keep saying communicating, and I know you said that you've tried professional counseling, and he refused to go, but it still might be a good idea for you to continue, because you know, if you go to counseling regularly, you can get methods of coping to, you know, that are different based on your immediate need. Because what happens when you're in an unbalanced relationship is it changes all the time. The dynamics
right.
change all the time. And that's what makes you unbalanced. So the grounding is really going to help you. But at
okay.
the same time, if he's not working, you know, and cooperating, it doesn't matter how balanced you are, you're still going to have that, you know, that discord. So it's important, you know, to be able to talk with somebody, you know, to have somebody to talk with regularly, because it's important that you, you know, that your needs and feelings are being met. And I feel like a counselor is a good idea for you, because they will, they're just saying there's methods. There's some kind of methods that they're going to teach you that's going to help you, besides what I told you about balancing, that will trigger him into a more cooperative state. Another thing with a relationship, especially around 6 or 7 year, is you may be losing focus yourself on the true love that you have. And I know that you care about him, but how affectionate or how, not affectionate, but how are you relating to him as your hero? Are you being demeaning? Are you, because you're hurt, you're taking an offensive a position all the time to protect yourself, you know? So those are things that you need to look at. What you want to do is, the more that you love yourself, the more that you love your children, and the more loving the household is, the happier he will be when he comes home and want to be part of it, you know? But if he's coming home to a semi-hostile environment, and it may not be intentional even, it just may be because you're feeling neglected or you're feeling unvalidated by him, that, you know, he doesn't even realize he's doing it to a degree. I mean, of course, you know, he knows some of it, but probably not to the degree that it really is happening. So that's where the communication comes in. And I'm going to pass you on to Susie and see what she has to say.
Thank you.
Okay, Liz, what I got for you here is a strong message of release. The end of a phase or situation, and some transformation and time to move on. Now, this may not exactly mean to transform out of the relationship. It just may mean to redefine the relationship, whether, you know, you express how you're feeling. And the thing with difficulty in a marriage relationship is, I've gone through lots of counseling myself, and it's always very important to speak in the I feel mode, and speaking about how you're feeling. You're feeling alone. You're feeling one-sided, not communicating, and you feel you want to develop that better. This may actually need to redefine the relationship rather than releasing from the relationship. Whereas, you know, you're together, but you're not together.
Yeah,
I know that's not a very very happy way to live. And so that's going to be, you know, you both have your own free will, and you're going to have to find a medium with that. And it just may bring you to the releasing of the relationship, which unfortunately will bring a lot of sadness. I mean, whether you want it or not, it's still an end of a season in your life. And so that kind of a thing is always difficult. But I see the relationship transitioning. So, and I also see you moving into a spiritual transformation yourself. So this may help you. I feel that the spiritual transformation in yourself is going to get you stronger to get through whatever it is you need to get through in this relationship.
That was great. Did you understand what she was saying, Liz?
Yes. I'm very grateful for your information.
Yeah, I kind of think it's what I was saying too, you know, when you transfer up your situation to love, then, you know, the harmony in the household will transfer up to that. When you're in fear, anxiety, or in frustration, you know, that tension is throughout everyone. It doesn't just affect your spouse. It affects the children. It affects you. Even plants that you grow in your house, all that energy is, being manipulated by, you know, your energy. So it's important I don't feel like it's an ending of the relationship. I feel like it's upstaging it to a new level, just like Susie was saying. I'm not saying that you also have free choice. And if you find the effort too much, then, you know, you can end a relationship. But I think you can, with this relationship, I feel like you can shift it up. And, I think, you know, that you will, it's worth the effort.
Okay,
so try to end that fear and try to ground yourself and definitely continue in counseling. And there's some technique that there's telling me that it's going to benefit you both.
Okay.
You know, that a counselor can teach you. I'm unsure what it is because they're just showing me, like, a textbook and pointing at it. So it's like a textbook. It's a standard textbook procedure.
Well, I appreciate it.
Okay, so I hope we're helpful.
I wish you all the best, Liz.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, and feel free to call in, and because, you know, things change quickly, especially if you shift up. I think you'll be surprised how fast it might shift in your household.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
Okay. You have a good night, Liz. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Yeah, that's always hard, but, you know, especially because we have to say, be positive, you know, and we're all, you know, when you're in the hot seat or when you don't have the money and you're saying, be positive. Well, I don't have the money. How can I be positive? But, you know, you have to think abundance to create abundance, and you have to create love, you know, even if there's discord, you know, take the higher road, and the more that you take the higher road, the the chances are that you will be in a better position because you're already on the higher road. And you know what I mean, girls?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't mean to keep talking. Did any of you guys want to say anything?
Oh, no. I just, you know, with the callers that are calling in, I just have to say that I just feel really, really pressed on my heart that that everyone needs to really, really pray for the people of our country because everything, you know, everything that's of value has gotten really, really lost.
It's funny that you said that because there are so many people that are in transition now. And even, like, a lot of my psychic friends, I've literally heard one or two very well-connected psychics that are really in touch with their guides saying, you know, they're questioning, you know, what they're doing. And it's like, oh, my God, we as psychics have worked so hard to get to, you know, that level of enlightenment that we can help all these people. A friend of mine who's a shaman in Canada, she was like, I literally had to stop doing all my work, push all my friends away, push all my activities off for 4 months just to ground herself because, you know, this transition since, you know, before, you know, Christmas or, you know, the to now to the equinox, you know, has been so stressful.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, it has.
And it makes us question what, you know, even ourselves, and we're so enlightened, you know, or we, you know, perceive we are. Is that true for you? Have you heard that, Ellen?
Yeah, I hear that a lot. I mean, people are just like
struggling, very struggling.
Yeah, it's like, you know, people are also getting so paranoid. I mean, like they're getting paranoid. I don't know if it's paranoid or just they're just really they're manifesting things that just aren't there.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
I
wish I was manifesting something that's not here.
Stop that! You stop that right now. But you know, it's just weird. It's just like stop it, Susie.
Well,
don't
something
make me come
good.
To
talking about something good.
Yeah, I'll bet you are. Really, gee whiz. But, you know, it's like people are just like, you know, every little, you know, bad feeling or off feeling, people are just blowing it up into something horrible, you know. Like, my boss didn't look at me today. Well, maybe he or she's not feeling well. Oh, I know they hate me. I mean, no, they don't. You know?
Right. I like, have to totally agree. But now the spring equinox has come, we've moved out of duality. So hopefully things should be settling down. And I believe people will go into like a slow phase, but then it will equal out, and we will start to be balanced again. So
well, I don't
like
know.
To...
In Pittsburgh, there are death threats against the groundhog, Punxsutawney Phil, because Pittsburgh just got like half a foot of snow or something. Do you see that?
Poor
Punxsutawney Phil, poor guy.
Right, like he's in control of the weather, you know, and.
It all depends whether the sun is shining.
I know,
that's
right?
True. I'm going to try 843 again. They do have their hand up, and they didn't answer last time. 843, you're on the air. Would you like to ask a question? Okay. So I'm going to put them on hold again, and we're going to just move on to the next one, which is going to be 207 area code. 207, you're on the air. Who's calling, please?
Hi, this is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Maine.
Oh, is it nice and cold there, huh?
It is cold.
Yes. I have lots
of
friends.
Yep.
Go ahead. What was your question?
I was going to tell you, we're coming up on a full moon tomorrow in Scorpio.
Uh-oh.
Eclipse. Also an eclipse. This is why everyone's really high strung.
Oh, my God, you are so right. The scorpions, especially when you deal with people like me who are Tarsuses. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No wonder. Thank you. That explains a lot.
It's going to be in five degrees of Scorpio, and like I said, and it's also an eclipse. So this is the first one of this year coming up.
Is there any grounding in there, any earth sign or any air in there that will
balance
that out?
It will be. The new moon, when the new moon comes in on 5-9, it will be in Taurus. And it'll also an eclipse. So the drama may continue until 5-9, May 9th.
Yeah. Wow. Now, a lot of people, we talked about astrology on this before because I usually do the birth signs to help out my reading sometimes. But the planets, people don't understand, a lot of times the planets really, really have a huge bearing on what we do. One of my friends used to do the politicians' charts, and I remember that she did one on George Bush Sr. and Saddam Hussein when they first started the first desert war. And she was saying how she did not like the way they turned out. And then next thing you knew, bam, it hit.
Yeah, and Mercury's still in its retrograde shadow period,
I know.
So, you know, things need to be redone, so you have to be careful.
I know, right?
But anyway, I follow the astrologers. Well, I tell you, I haven't had any dramas in my life, but what's been happening is someone's been pushing me, and I'm getting ready to put my house on the market and sell it, and then I decided, I didn't want the responsibility of a home, so I would just, you know, look at an apartment or something to rent in a larger city, and after a week of looking, I ended up buying a condo.
Awesome. I was going to say condo, because you have something you owned and something you wanted. Oh, that's good.
Well, it was trampy. Well, I bought the condo because the rental fees were so high that a mortgage is cheaper than paying rent.
True.
Yeah.
You know.
So here
I am. I haven't sold my house. I haven't put my house on the market yet. But, you know, I feel good about it. I feel like I'm going to sell my house quickly, which was basically my question regarding that.
I have to ask you a couple of things, though, Cindy, because I'm getting some stress-related health concerns. Are you under a lot of pressure at work?
No.
I've just been really
busy packing.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's... Are you feeling stress-related problems?
Well, not necessarily, because I'm packing and I'm purging. I'm just getting rid of stuff. I'm just not taking my stuff with me, and I'm really going through everything. So I've been really busy doing that.
Okay.
What's your birth sign?
I'm a Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Who hauls their stuff around for years and years and for years.
Exactly.
And now I'm leaving it behind.
I'm surprised about that. I'm surprised, actually. I never thought I'd hear a Cancer say that.
I've been dragging the stuff around for over 40 years.
Yeah, but it's stuff.
It's stuff. And I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, it's stuff. I haven't used this in 20 years. Why am I keeping it?
Because you're soft-shelled.
Not anymore. I'm giving everything away.
I feel like you need to ask people to help you with this move. Don't try to take it all on yourself. You know, friends and family are available for help, and I think it will alleviate some of this. I don't know why. I don't want you to overstress about what's going on. And if you're not feeling that stress or the purging that you're doing is a release, they just keep saying stress, and that to me is really bad, because it leads to a lot of physical symptoms that will manifest. So just really, you know, don't be afraid to ask for help. And I'll give you right over to Ellen. If I interrupted you, Ellen, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. We started talking astrology and we got a little carried away there. Yeah, but you know, the good sign is that since you're having, we're having that, well, as much as I don't like it since I'm a Taurus, the Scorpio influx, it's going to help you base your water. And mm-hmm. it's also going to keep your, you know, the fluidity going and the momentum going, which is awesome. It's just mm-hmm. that I'm just wondering how this is really going to affect you because it's a Scorpio in eclipse. So I wouldn't be too surprised if you had things overshadowing you. Because don't forget, you're ruled by the moon. That's your main thing.
Well, it's trining my Uranus and Mercury.
Mm.
This mm-hmm. eclipse that's coming up is trining my ninth house.
Right.
Which would be my ninth house, Mercury and Uranus, which are conjunct.
Right. And Mercury's still a little retro, like you said. So I just, you know, I just kind of surprised you let somebody push you like that. It must have, you must
oh,
have
well,
been really fed up. You must have been really fed
no,
up.
No, this is my intuition. My intuition.
Her intuition was
it was more
her.
My intuition telling me that it's time to do these things and just move along. Time to
okay.
time for a change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like Susie to pipe in because we haven't really given her a chance. Sorry about that, Susie.
Okay. It's okay. I'm just listening along. What I have for you, Cindy, is a great message that you are definitely ready to make this change, and you have the resources or the ability to manifest all that you need to in this move. And I did ask the angels about your sale of your house, and they said that it was going to be coming soon. And then I wanted to focus on right around the time that it would be selling, and I'm getting July. And the condo is definitely a wonderful choice for you. Another little message that I got was no more procrastination, and to purge, continue purging.
Oh, I am, and I just love it. And, you know, I actually prefer to do my own house cleaning, so I don't have to, you know, I don't want people just to pack. And my son said he'd come in a couple of weeks, and we would haul all of my stuff down to a storage unit closer to where I'm going to move, which is about 3.5 hours away from here. So my daughter-in-law and my son will be coming down, and so I'm just preparing the boxes and going through the stuff,
wonderful.
Trying to figure out, you know. So I'm thoroughly enjoying it, and I'm a little more calmed down at this point because I can see the light at the end of the tunnel, finally.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to be purging more. You're going to purge more once you get to the everything in your new place.
Well, it's funny. I didn't want to have to do it twice.
No.
Yeah.
You mean I'm not throwing away
enough? No, there's going to be things that that's just not going to work that you think is going to work. So,
okay,
less is more. Remember that.
Well, that's the kind of environment I want. I want a very minimalist type of environment.
Simple,
I'm sick of
yes.
the stuff.
Yes, simple is much better.
I have to tell you, Cindy. One of the greatest things I ever did. I moved from New York to North Carolina. And I took some of my favorite things, and I gave it to my favorite friends. And even to this day, it was about 6 or 7 years ago, when I call them, they're like, oh, I just love what you gave me, you know. So all those
things. Oh,
yeah.
That's kind of what I'm doing. If I think of someone, if I've got something that I don't want, and I can think of a friend that could use it or would like it, I've been giving things away, too, and I've got a garage full, so I've been gathering stuff, and then I'll just have my friends come over and take what they want.
That is going to be such a rewarding thing that you're doing in the future for you, and I'm living testament to it. So enjoy that. And remember, giving is receiving. As you give, you receive love back. And it may not be it may not be apparent immediately, but it will be apparent eventually. That much I'm sure of.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So,
oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, we wish you the best, Cindy. And,
yeah.
Do you want to say anything else, Ellen, before we move on?
No, I'm sorry.
And enjoy your new place, Cindy.
Yeah,
thank
totally.
You so much.
Give
okay.
us a call back
thank
and let
all.
Us know how you're doing.
I will.
Awesome.
Thank
okay.
you.
Many blessings. Bye-bye. That was nice. She's going to really enjoy her new place is what I thought. And,
I thought so, too.
So let's go on to the next caller, which is 585. 585, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tu, and I was wondering if you could give me a reading about my love life, if it's okay.
We can. Do you have your computer on in the background?
Oh, yes. I turned it off. Can you still hear it?
Yeah, it was just that we're getting an echo and I could hear it. You want a reading on your love life? And so I'm still getting an echo. Has somebody got their computer on?
No, I don't.
It's not me, I don't think. Let me mute myself.
So
nope, not him.
Susie, do you want to go then first, please?
Okay, sure. I'm getting that you are going to be having someone come into your life, and I'm asking the angels when they see this happening. And I'm getting in September. So September, be looking out for your new relationship to come in.
Wow, that is a long time, but I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I know it is. It's 6 months out, but it's coming.
Okay. All right, sounds great. I guess
okay.
that's it then.
Well, I'll let you see what Ellen gets.
I'm feeling the same way Susie is, but I got a feeling that in the meantime, what's going to help is I keep on thinking that you're building, like, like building yourself up for it. You're trying to figure out what kind of pitfalls you can avoid this time, like you had the last couple times. Which is good, but I need to encourage that you keep on that path to make sure that whatever, the issues were in the past relationships, you try not to repeat the same ones over, because I feel like you have a type of a person, and this type of person may not be really good for you, so I think that you might want to expand your type out a little bit more. Because I get a feeling you're pretty picky and a little bit of a perfectionist. And there's nothing wrong with being... Exactly. But the thing is there's nothing wrong with being picky. I mean, I get it. But you got to kind of lighten up a little bit. I mean, no one is really perfect. And we all have our little flaws. And there's a big difference between someone thinking it's okay to have, a relationship with one person while seeing other people, and somebody who forgot to put the lid on the mouthwash where their son has tipped it over and their husband starts yelling at him. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
So I want you to bear that in mind. There's a big difference between annoying little quirks and serious flaws in how you want to live your life.
Well, that was great, Ellen. Thank you very much. So, how long ago was your last relationship?
It officially is, I can't say officially, but about 2 weeks ago, I asked my wife We've been separated for about a year and a half, but I finally got the courage to call up and try and square everything away, and she said she met somebody new. So I spent 3 days trying to fix everything, trying to get her back, but I don't think I can change her point of view anymore. And I kind of want to move on, but at the same time, I don't want to. I should have fixed everything when I had the chance with her.
Well, don't forget, it's not all you. There's two people in your relationship. So unless you were doing something horrendous, you have to remember they are two people. And you got to...
The other thing that I kind of felt like you were still in a relationship. So when you ask about a relationship and the reason why you get the answer you get is because you're actually not available yet for a relationship. And if you want to move on to another relationship, I would suggest for you, if you want to make the transition a little bit easier, is to, I don't know if you know what cutting cords are, but I would seek out somebody who knows how to cut cords to a relationship and mend your heart, because I'm being told there's like two tears in your heart, so you must have had two serious relationships that have affected you. Is that true? Besides
yes,
your wife?
Yes, very.
Okay. It's okay. I feel like there's some, you know, I know you're very hurt and that you wish that you had made the change earlier, but people are in our lives for a reason, okay? So you've now had an experience, and the experience taught you what you do and don't want to have in a relationship. And to benefit from that, don't look at it as good or bad or if I or... The past is the past. There's nothing we can do to change the past. It's in the past. All we can do is move forward from where we are now. And that actually is what life is about. It's us developing and becoming enlightened to, you know, the highest degree that we can. And this, look at this as an opportunity to really, you know, be with a soulmate, really be, you know, heal yourself first is the first thing that you have to do. And that's why I was saying, like, if you wanted to have cords cut and stuff like that, that would help you to move forward more quickly. If you wanted to do that, I do cut cords, but you can also seek out another healer. And if you wanted to do it with me, you could do it through the network of ChristianPsychics.com. You can contact me. If you know somebody else who's a healer that cuts cords and mends your soul, you know, or your heart, and can look into your core soul, then you can, because you want to also clean out your core soul, and you also want to have somebody look at your past lives, and this will help you release, and it will help stabilize you for a new relationship to come in. So I know that was a lot to take in. I hope we helped you. Do you think, did you understand everything we were saying?
Yes, I understand everything fully. And thank you for the advice. And I definitely will check out your website to find out more about stuff. Yeah, because I've been through this situation before, and it took a long time to heal. So any help to make it mend quicker this time, it would be great so that I can be a better person.
Well, also,
yeah,
too, it's also a question of not mending, but also facilitating what you've learned. Because you can
pierce
us, but you need to facilitate us, especially what Jay was saying, and keep it with you as your soul core being. So it's not just, you know, you're not a terrible person. You just need a little adjustments to help you be the kind of person that can be in a relationship and can have your fulfillment to be happy.
Okay.
It's not anything that, you know, that you could say, you know, don't put it all on you, as Ellen was saying. It's a mixture of two people,
And we are with people for a reason and for a season sometimes. And so the lessons that you learn from this relationship and move on to your new season in your life will help you. So I wish you all the best.
Okay, yeah. Thank you for
Yeah, thank you for calling, and, you know, feel free to call in. We have a show every Sunday, although I am going to announce now to everybody that we're not going to be on Easter Sunday. We are going to be off for that holiday. Thank you, Toe, and we'll hopefully I'll talk to you later then, or if you choose another healer, I wish you the best of luck. Okay.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye. Okay, so... Are you guys ready to go on to another caller, or do you want to take a quick break?
I'm okay. How are you guys?
Okay. I'm good. I just wanted to... How are you doing, Susie?
I'm okay.
Okay, great. Well, let's just go on to the next caller, and then we'll see, because we've actually done quite a few calls, and I just want to make sure. Hi, 717. You're on the air.
Yes, hello.
Yes, hi. Who's this calling and where are you calling?
This is Roland from Pennsylvania. I'm Ronnie's brother.
Oh, hey,
oh,
Roland.
Yeah.
Just kind of sick. I'm kind of losing my voice.
well,
the last couple weeks, I couldn't get on. I listened. I couldn't make it on. But, you know, I know my mother and my brother, they died within hours of each other, actually. It's like not even 2 days.
I was actually thinking about you today, Roland, and thinking about that whole situation, and it just totally amazes me how they passed at the same time. It was it was definitely a planned thing.
Yeah.
And it was just amazing.
Well, as we speak, I'm going through their things right now. Sitting here watching TV, waiting to get on, going through all their belongings and sorting stuff out. And I guess we're going to have the funeral mass after Easter, April 6th. It's going to be a joint thing. And I got a lot of people coming from like all over.
Awesome.
But
it's going to be very beautiful.
But, you know, I understand with my mother, but my brother, I just don't. That's the one I can't accept, that I don't understand what happened. And then really, you know, for the past year and a half, that was my, you know, my job to take care of my mother. Especially I was there at night all the time. And I was there when she passed, too.
The first thing that I was getting is that they made a contract with each other that this is what they were going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It was something that was what was predestined for them. And that's something that we don't understand, but that was how it was supposed to work out.
And I can tell you emphatically and absolutely that they are both in the arms of our Lord. They are with each other, they're happy, and they're watching over you and your sister and the rest of the family. And as Susie said, this was like sort of their design. I mean, they wanted to go together. Mm-hmm. In fact, I think that they were kind of waiting it out a little bit, and when the first one passed, that was a signal for the second one. A lot of times we don't know why people do what they do. We don't understand why they leave us, but only thing we can understand is that they are in the eternal kingdom of our God, and they are having their eternal rest and their eternal peace.
Yeah.
And it's very important you accept that, because that's what they want, that's where they are, and they're both very grateful to you.
That was really nice. Both you and Susie are really, that was really sweet. Roland, it's very, very hard to understand death, especially because we're always thinking in our earthbound ego mind. And one thing that I would suggest for you, if you can, is to actually think about studying spiritually, because now you have two guides, family members, that are right there for you, who will help you and assist you in your future. And I know it's really hard to accept that they're in a better place, but if you connected with your angels or your guides, you would realize that they are in such a better place than here, because there's no ego dimensionality to create all the negative things that are, you know, occur in our life. And, you know, I honor you for what you did for your mom. I have assisted people in passing on, and I do a lot of volunteering at nursing homes, and it is absolutely a very hard task. And even when you're aware that somebody's going to pass on and, you know, you're ready for it and everything, you're never ready for it. You know, we just aren't as human beings. And it's okay to grieve. You know, part of the grief process is to discover and release yourself that you know, hurt. Because it's not that you're physically hurt, but you are emotionally hurt. And some of that has to be released for you to, you know, move into your next phase. And just know that, you know, the world is going to support you. They are going to support you for the things that you did to help them, especially
yeah.
your mom.
One more. Yeah, I understand that, but... So what's my next phase? What's my next crusade? Because that's all I've been doing for a long time. Mainly I was around for my mom. And
right.
my brother got into the...
I feel like you need to work, to move spiritually. Like, I think you need to study with some spiritual teachers or in some spiritual programs. Like, do you have interest in, doing healing? Have you thought about, have you ever heard of healing touch or Reiki?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I think those are paths that you would excel in if you chose to want to be, you know, continue in the healing modality. The other thing is I also feel that you have an intuitive ability. So you might want to study intuitively, you know, some programs. There's so many intuitive programs out there. Like, you can, I would just start at the library and start checking into things that you find interest. Like, for some reason, I keep getting hypnotism too. Is something that you are interested in? Is that true?
Well, I don't know. No.
No, it's not registering
I mean, I'm more like down-to-earth, like realistic person. Like, I do what I can do. I just talk to maybe you guys. Like, that's as freaky as I get.
Well,
<You know>?
Well I'm sorry, Chad, that cracked me up.
Yeah. I think you'd find more reality in it. Maybe that's what you're saying, is that you need to... actually embrace it, especially because, you know, of your close family relation ties on the other side now, you know, and be very apparent, you know, around you now of things that might be signals that they might show you that they're there. You know, like, you know, some people find coins, you know, some people hear a whistle, some people are triggered by certain things, and I'm unsure, you know, what your triggers are going to be. Are you getting anything for a trigger for him, Ellen or Susie?
I'm absolutely getting that he's going, this is a time for you, Roland, to spread your wings and fly now. Are you in a relationship?
No.
Well,
no.
this is your time now to open up with lots of things, with relationship, with developing, being able to focus on the things that you love, the things that you have pushed aside in order to take this journey with your mom and your brother. This is going to be your time. And I do feel like that you should be developing spiritually as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You'll be able to connect more with exactly where you could connect and communicate with your loved ones, and you will be able to understand so much more as you develop. And it's just an awesome, awesome learning. It really is.
Okay.
What do you got, Ellen?
Yeah, I hope that was helpful, Roland. And, you know, feel free to call in if you, you know, have any other questions or want some more advice. And we can do a reading next week and see what we get, you know, as things, you know, change. Not next week. Next week's Easter, right, everybody?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I can't
believe
it.
Well, that all depends, Jay. I just want to find out. That Roland, did you just call us freaky?
Just a joke.
I was like, hey, did you just call us freaky? No. But I do agree with the... I was like, wait a minute. No, I was teasing you, seriously. But I just think that they're right. You need to really kind of find out what you want to do because you've been so long taking care of your mom. This is your time to really explore, to find out what it is you really want to do. And that's really important. Fortunately, I can't really pinpoint something exactly, but I just feel that you really need to just stretch out. I know what it's like. I was there when my mom died, too, and with my mom. So it is kind of...
Well, see, 37 years ago, I was there when my dad died. So I have spirit guides between my, you know, for a long time.
But you know how special that is? Because I was just talking to my neighbor today. He was a paramedic, and she said that there are times where she held people's hands as they die because they didn't have any family or anybody, is that they just wanted her to hold her hand. And we were just talking how special that is to be there with your loved one, if you can, to help them pass on and to be there and to let them know that you're there for them. And that's, you know, people get all freaked out about it, but it's really, I always felt it was a special experience. And I just think now that you've done all this for your parents and your family that you need to really think about yourself or, you know, how you want to develop and grow.
Okay. Well, that's what I figured,
okay,
too, but I don't know what to do, really.
Maybe. Yeah, I know. It's just, it'll come to you. Just you're still going through all the things. You're still packing it up. So just take your time. Maybe take some courses at a community college or something, or see what's out there that, you know, you can just take a cooking class or something. Anything to get you out, anything just to see what's your interest.
Okay.
Well, I hope we helped you, and please feel free to call us back, and thank you for calling in.
Okay, well, thank you, too. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Rowan. Call us again.
It's so interesting what you said, Ellen, because I was just at a medium reading, during the reading, the father had passed on, and the father said to the daughter, who it turned out to be the daughter, was holding his hand when he passed. He said that he will always remember her energy being the last energy, you know, from Earth. And I thought that was such a profound statement. You know, for me, it really affected me, too, because I also have helped people pass on. And Roland should be really, you know that was really special what he did, you know, especially for his family.
Yeah, like I told my neighbor, I said that, you know, when I came into this world, my mother was the first person I saw. And when she left, I was the last person she saw. And I just thought that was just really something very special because, you know, a lot of us aren't there when our parents die. There's nothing wrong with that because a lot of us don't live with our parents and, you know, we get the phone call or the whatever, the message. It's just that if you can help someone pass or you do help somebody pass on by holding their hand or just staying with them, people think that's nothing. It's everything. And
yeah,
something everyone should know.
It definitely is. There's about 13 minutes left, so is it right if we just go on to the next caller?
Sure.
Sure.
Okay. We're going to go on to 781. 781, you're on the air.
Yes. Hi. Hello?
Hi. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi. My name is Bryn, B-R-Y-N, and I'm calling from Arlington, Massachusetts. Arlington, Massachusetts, yeah. And,
okay.
And I guess I get into this way a lot, too, in my life, and today it's been happening where I get into a feeling of just kind of emptiness or a feeling of loss and meaninglessness, and I just kind of don't know how to get out of it, and I know there are factors involved, like sometimes I'll think about my financial situation, or I don't have any love in my life, you know, and I'm just a bit, it's like a place I get into, and I try to, what I'd like to do is find my own answers instead of trying to ask somebody else, like, and I do a journal now and again. I try to do that, and sometimes that helps. But anyway, that's what
well,
I'm calling
first,
about.
First thing I'm getting, this is Susie, and first thing I'm getting is meditating, because meditation can give you lots of answers for yourself.
Okay.
That's absolutely the truth. And the quiet moment is when you can get your answers. I want you to know that you're not alone, that there are many people that are coming to feeling like you are today.
Hmm.
You know, it's and I think more and more people that we don't know are in that place right now as well. As much time as you possibly can spend in that quiet space and in meditation is going to be what's going to be good for you. Another thing is don't isolate yourself either. And get yourself out there. I would think that there are meetup groups in almost every area, major area, and I feel that directing you to the meetup groups, go on that meetup.com for Massachusetts and look for things of your interest. If spirituality is something that you would be thinking of developing, look for meetup groups in your area that have spiritual development and or anything of your interest, and it will bring you to like-minded people.
Right.
And that's where you're going to be meeting. That's where you'll be meeting your relationship. I feel like that's how it's going to come in.
Okay.
Well, that was really great. Great, Susie. Thank you.
Thank you,
I'm going to pass you on to Ellen and see what she has to say for you, and then I'll get you last.
All righty.
I 100% agree with Susie on what she said about getting into other situations, but I want you to
tell you one thing, though. I mean, don't look at it as finding answers. You're just getting direction. And I think that's when people get stuck. They want to be told. And the reality is what we need. I know we all want answers, but what we really need is direction.
Right.
And I think you should think about it as direction, not answers.
Direction. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And may I say something? During your meditation, you may get direction then, or you may get it through another person that you may be talking to. Somebody will say something, and it'll click with you, and you'll be like, "That's what I need to be doing." And thank you for that answer for me. And that's how it's going to happen. It may not come to you right away during meditation, but it will come to you. I'm certain of that. I feel that for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was great. So I guess what I want to say, do you have seasonal affect disorder?
I get that way a little bit, you know. Yeah, I can say that. That's an ingredient, yeah.
So, because they're like showing me one of those sun lamps that you're not getting enough sunshine in your life, and I guess it's sunshine or bright light, or I think it would be worth an investment for you to check into that. I don't know if you've ever have seen a doctor about it, but. They're showing me like this big, I guess it's a sun lamp. You know, I'm sure they're not telling me to tell you to get a tan. So,
well, I don't need. Yeah.
Well, vitamin D is important for mood enhancement. That's a fact.
Right. I take about, 15,000 milligrams of vitamin D a day.
Well, I think it has something to do with the sun, for actually is what it
lack of it.
The other thing is that I just want to tell you this, and it's probably it will, if you can hear this message totally, it can completely change your life. And I know a lot of people who have been through depression. I've had periods of depression in my life, and depression or lack of focus or direction is all about choice. It's a choice. You can choose to be happy. And and I know it's as simple as doing a switch hit, you know, where if you're feeling sad, then switch it up and start a list and start writing down things that you really care about, that you're really grateful for, that you really like, that, you know, and start... Instead of thinking, you know, what you don't have, or your finances aren't where they want to be, or, you know, your relationships aren't in where you want them to be, switch it around and think, you know, this is what I do have, and I'm glad I have this, and why is this important to me, and how can I do things that will bring that level of energy into your life? If you listen to the beginning of the show, I don't know if you were on or not, we discussed that right now is, you know, a tumultuous time for especially for psychics, because they're mostly who I know or associate with. Even psychics and shaman are going through this period of time and questioning and trying to decipher new roads and you know, the true meaning of their gifts, and are they doing the right thing? Are they on the right spiritual path?
Right.
Always, if you want to get information for yourself, you know, it is about learning. And, you know, so you have to throw yourself into the learning that is going to validate what you're trying to do. And if you're trying to do self-improvement, definitely check into teachers that are teaching intuitive training, you know, so that you can really know your own stuff. Like if you want to become a channel, you know, there are people that actually teach channeling out there. And you can become a channeler and have your own guide to talk to. The one thing, though, I'll tell you, if that is your interest, you have to be of good and high energy to become a channeler.
Sure.
What you have to do is raise your vibration up so that you're at the highest level you can get at, and then your guide or your angel lowers their vibration so that you meet on an equal ground that is comfortable or capable through you and capable of them to you.
Right.
So the most important thing that I'm telling you is that sadness, loneliness, you know, discord, it's all choice, and it's an illusion that we do it for self-punishment or for other reasons. The other thing that I would look into for you is the same thing that I told a gentleman earlier, that you might want to do some cord cutting, you know, and have somebody look into your past lives, because I think six generations ago you have something that happened on your father's side of the family six generations ago that carried a cord with you. It's not that hard to cut cords. It's harder to look back and see what they are.
Right.
So it's not necessarily important that you know what it is. It's just important that you rid yourself of the cord. You know, and you can do it yourself by just asking Archangel Michael to come down, cut the cord, ask Metatron to come in and infuse it with the divine light of Christ, and then just release it. And
okay.
I think it was six generations six generations ago for you, something in your family tree happened. I'm unsure what it is. I'd have to really go into much deeper, you know, to figure out exactly what it was.
Sure.
So look for a good healer, because they can also, the other thing is, they feel like you're empathic. Do you cry a lot?
Do I cry? No, I don't cry enough. I don't cry a lot. No. I mean, I like to cry a little more just to relieve, you know, tension.
So how old are you? Is it right if I ask?
56.
Okay. So, I feel like that you have some empathic abilities already, which you probably are aware of, and that's why you draw the sadness of other people to you. So before the show runs out, I want you to... There's a method. You call in Archangel Michael, have him surround you with the Diamond Dome of Protection. Just say, Archangel Michael, I
ask you to
surround with the Diamond Dome of Protection, and step into that each morning, and so that other people won't attach to you, okay? And that should help alleviate some of that. And, of course, you know, if you want me to do cord cutting for you, I'm available at the network of ChristianPsychics.com.
What's your name?
We have
Jay. Okay. All right,
so,
thank you all.
I hope that helped you. And you guys, thank you very much. We have about 30 seconds left, and I just want to thank you all for coming tonight. And I know the show got off on a bit of a rough start, but it was a great show, and I really appreciate you guys getting here and sticking with it. Have a great night, and we thank all the guests that were on the show, or the people that we read for, because without you we wouldn't have a show. Enjoy your holiday next week.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bye bye, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Bye, everyone.